Great Expectations by Charles Dickens. Young Adult Ailey Readers, 2012. Chapter 1. The Cheese, the Chicken, and the Brandy. My father's family name was Pirrip, and my first name was Philip. So Philip Pirrip was my full name. It was very difficult for me to say when I was a child. So I decided to call myself Pip, and everybody called me Pip. I lived with my sister and her husband, Joe. Everyone called my sister Mrs. Joe. We lived in a village by the marshes near the River Thames. I don't remember my parents, because they died when I was a baby, so I was an orphan. I often went to the church and visited their graves. I wasn't very happy as a boy. My life with my sister was hard. One day, I was outside the church when a horrible man jumped out from behind the graves. He was wearing dirty old grey clothes and had an iron chain on his ankles. He took hold of me so I couldn't move.
"Keep still, you little devil, or I'll kill you," he said.
"Please don't hurt me, sir," I cried.
"What's your name? Where do you live?"
"Pip, sir. I live with my sister and Joe the blacksmith."
"Joe the blacksmith, you say? Right. If you want to live, you must bring me some food and a file. If you do that, I won't kill you."
He let me go, and I promised to bring the things to him the next day. I ran home. I was very afraid. Joe was waiting for me when I got home.
"Quick, hide! Mrs. Joe's looking for you. She's got her stick with her."
My sister, Mrs. Joe Gargery, was 20 years older than me. She was a hard, violent woman. She often hit me, and she hit her husband, Joe. She had black hair and was tall and thin. Joe was tall and blonde and a kind man. He had a kind face, and I liked him a lot. I tried to hide behind the door, but I wasn't in time.
"Where have you been, you young monkey?"
she shouted while she hit me.
"I only went to visit the graves," I cried.
Then she picked me up and threw me at Joe. He caught me and put me behind him, protecting me.
"You'll send me to my grave with all the worry you give me?"
Then she started to make the tea. I was hungry, but I knew I needed to save my bread and butter for the man outside the church. So secretly, and while no one was looking, I put it in my pocket. After tea, I was sitting by the fire. In the distance, we heard the sound of a great big gun. It fired two loud shots.
"What's that?"
I asked.
"That means another convict has escaped," said Joe. "One escaped last night. I heard the gun after sunset."
"That means another one has escaped from the transports."
"Transports, Joe? What are the transports?"
"Questions, questions, you horrible boy," said Mrs. Joe. "Transports are prison ships. The prison ships take the convicts to Australia.
And people who kill, rob, and ask too many questions go on them. Now that's enough of your questions. Go off to bed."
I went to bed with a heavy heart. I was worried about my meeting with the convict. In the morning, I got out of bed very quietly and went downstairs to the pantry. All the time I could hear voices in my head shouting,
"Robber! Wake up, Mrs. Joe! He's stealing from you!"
I felt terrible. The pantry was full of good things. We were expecting visitors for a special Christmas lunch. Quickly, I took some cheese, some more bread, some brandy, and some roast chicken. I filled the brandy bottle with soapy water and put everything in my bag. I opened the door to Joe's forge and took a file. Then